Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. YOLOP. You only look once for panoptic driving perception. Authored 2021 by Dong Wu, Manwen Liao, Weidian Zhang, Xingong Wang. Abstract: a panoptic driving perception system is an essential part of autonomous driving. A high-precision and real-time perception system can assist the vehicle in making the reasonable decision while driving. We present a panoptic driving perception network, YOLOP, to perform traffic object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane detection simultaneously. It is composed of one encoder for feature extraction and three decoders to handle the specific tasks. Our model performs extremely well on the challenging BDD100K dataset, achieving state-of-the-art on all three tasks in terms of accuracy and speed. Besides, we verify the effectiveness of our multi-task learning model for joint training via ablative studies. To our best knowledge, this is the first work that can process these three visual perception tasks simultaneously in real-time on an embedded device Jetson TX2, 23 FPS, and maintain excellent accuracy. To facilitate further research, the source codes and pre-trained models will be released at https://github.com/hustle/yolop. Index terms: deep learning, multitask learning, traffic object detection, drivable area segmentation, lane detection. R1T on object detection and semantic segmentation. It performs well on these tasks and achieves state-of-the-art on KITTI drivable area segmentation task. Classification tasks, however, are not as crucial as lane detection in controlling the vehicle. DLTNet, reference 8, combines traffic object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane detection all together and proposes context tensor to fuse feature maps between decoders in order to share mutual information. Although with competitive performance, it does not reach real-time. Thus, we construct an efficient multitask network for panoptic driving perception system which includes object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane detection task and can reach real-time on embedded device Jetson TX2 with TensorRT deployment. By processing these three key tasks in autonomous driving all at once, we reduce the inference time of the panoptic driving perception system, constrain the computational cost to a reasonable range, and enhance the performance of each task. In order to obtain high precision and fast speed, we design a simple and efficient network architecture. We use a lightweight CNN, reference 9, as the encoder to extract features from the image. Then these feature maps are fed to three decoders to complete their respective tasks. Our detection decoder is based on the current best performing single stage detection network, reference 2, for two main reasons. 1, the single stage detection network is faster than the two stage detection network. 2, the grid-based prediction mechanism of the single-stage detector is more related to the other two semantic segmentation tasks, while instance segmentation is usually combined with the region-based detector, reference 10. The feature map output by the encoder incorporates semantic features of different levels and scales, and our segmentation branch can use these feature maps to complete pixel-wise semantic prediction excellently. In addition to the end-to-end training strategy, we attempt some alternating optimization paradigms which train our model step by step. On the one hand, we can put unrelated tasks in different training steps to prevent interlimitation. On the other hand, the task trained first can guide other tasks. So this kind of paradigm sometimes works well though cumbersome. However, experiments show that it is unnecessary for our model as the one trained end-to-end can perform well enough. As a result, our panoptic driving perception system reaches 41 FPS on a single NVIDIA Titan XP and 23 FPS on Jetson TX2. Meanwhile, it achieves state-of-the-art on the three tasks of the BDD100K dataset, reference 11. In summary, our main contributions are: 1. We put forward an efficient multitask network that can jointly handle three crucial tasks in autonomous driving: object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane detection to save computational costs, reduce inference time, as well as improve the performance of each task. Our work is the first to reach real-time on embedded devices while maintaining state-of-the-art level performance on the BDD100K dataset. 2. We designed the ablative experiments to verify the effectiveness of our multitasking scheme. It is proved that the three tasks can be learned jointly without tedious alternating optimization. 1. Related work. In this section, we review solutions to the above three tasks respectively, and then introduce some related multi-task learning work. We only concentrate on solutions based on deep learning. A. Traffic object detection. In recent years, with the rapid development of deep learning, many prominent object detection algorithms have emerged. Current mainstream object detection algorithms can be divided into two-stage methods and one-stage methods. Two-stage methods complete the detection task in two steps. First, regional proposals are obtained, and then features in objects. The generation of regional proposals has gone through the regional proposals are used to locate and classify the several stages of development. RCNN, reference 12, creatively tries to use selective search instead of sliding windows to extract regional proposals on the original image, while fast RCNN, reference 13, performs this operation directly on the feature map. The RPN network proposed in faster RCNN, reference 1, greatly reduces the time consumption and obtains higher accuracy. Based on the former, RFCN, reference 14, proposes a fully convolutional network that replaces the fully connected layer with the convolutional layer to further speed up detection. The SDD series, reference 15, and YOLO series algorithms are milestones among one-stage methods. This kind of algorithm performs bounding box regression and object classification simultaneously. YOLO, reference 16, divides the picture into SXS grids instead of extracting regional proposals with the RPN network, which significantly accelerates the detection speed. YOLO 9000, reference 17, introduces the anchor mechanism to improve the recall of detection. YOLO V3, reference 18, uses the feature pyramid network structure to achieve multi-scale detection. YOLO V4, reference 2, further improves the detection performance by refining the network structure, activation function, loss function, and applying abundant data augmentation. B. Drivable area segmentation. Due to the great success of deep learning, CNN-based methods are used widely in semantic segmentation recently. FCN, reference 19, firstly introduces fully convolutional network to semantic segmentation. It preserves the backbone of the CNN classifier and replaces the final fully connected layer with one-by-one convolutional layer and upsample layer. Despite the skip connection refinement, its performance is still limited by low-resolution output. In order to obtain higher resolution output, UNET, reference 3, constructs the encoder-decoder architecture. DeepLab, reference 20, uses CRF, conditional random field, to improve the quality of the output, as well as proposes the Atrus algorithm to expand the receptive field while maintaining similar computational costs. PSPNet, reference 4, comes up with the pyramid pooling module to extract features in various scales to enhance its performance. C. Lane detection. In lane detection, there are lots of innovative researches based on deep learning. Reference 21 constructs a dual branch network too to perform semantic segmentation and pixel embedding on images. It further clusters the dual branch features to achieve lane instance segmentation. SCNN, reference 5, proposes slice by slice convolution, which enables the message to pass between pixels across rows and columns in a layer, but this convolution is very time consuming. ENETSAD, reference 6, uses self-attention distillation method, which enables low-level feature maps to learn from high-level feature maps. This method improves the performance of the model while keeping the model lightweight. Reference 22 defines lane detection as a task to find the collection of lane lines location in certain rows of the image, and this row-based classification uses global features. D. Multitask approaches. The goal of multitask learning is to learn better representations through shared information among multiple tasks. Especially, a CNN-based multitask learning method can also achieve convolutional sharing of the network structure. Mask RCNN, reference 10, extends faster RCNN by adding a branch for predicting object mask, which combines instance segmentation and object detection tasks effectively, and these two tasks can promote each other's performance. With a shared encoder and three independent decoders, Multinet, reference 7, completes the three scene perception tasks of scene classification, object detection and segmentation of the driving area simultaneously. DLTNet, reference 8, inherits the encoder-decoder structure and contributively constructs context tensors between sub-task decoders to share designate information among tasks. Reference 23, puts forward mutually interlinked substructures between lane area segmentation and lane boundary detection. Meanwhile, it proposes a novel loss function to constrain the lane line to the outer contour of the lane area so that they're going to overlap geometrically. However, this prior assumption also limits its application, as it only works well on scenarios where the lane line tightly wraps the lane area. What's more, the training paradigm of multitask model is also worth thinking about. Reference 24 states that the joint training is appropriate and beneficial only when all those tasks are indeed related. Otherwise, it is necessary to adopt alternating optimization. So Faster RCNN, reference 1, adopts a pragmatic four-step training algorithm to learn shared features. This paradigm sometimes may be helpful, but it is so tedious. 3. Methodology: we put forward a simple and efficient feed-forward network that can accomplish traffic object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane detection tasks altogether. As shown in Figure 2, our panoptic driving perception single-shot network, termed as YOLOP, contains one shared encoder and three subsequent decoders to solve specific tasks. There are no complex and redundant shared blocks between different decoders, which reduces computational consumption and allows our network to be easily trained end-to-end. A. Encoder. Our network shares one encoder, which is composed of a backbone network and a neck network. 1. Backbone. The backbone network is used to extract the features of the input image. Usually, some classic image classification networks serve as the backbone, due to the excellent performance of YOLOV4, reference 2, on object detection. We choose CSP Darknet, reference 9, as the backbone, which solves the problem of gradient duplication during optimization, reference 25. It supports feature propagation and feature reuse, which reduces the amount of parameters in calculations. Therefore, it is conducive to ensuring the real-time performance of the network. 2. Neck. The neck is used to fuse the features generated by the backbone. Our neck is mainly composed of spatial pyramid pooling, SPP, module, reference 26, and feature pyramid network, FPN, module, reference 27. SPP generates and fuses features of different scales, and FPN fuses features at different semantic levels, making the generated features contain multiple scales and multiple semantic level information. We adopt the method of concatenation to fuse features in our work. B. Decoders. The three heads in our network are specific decoders for the three tasks. 1. Detect head. Similar to YOLOV4, we adopt an anchor-based multi-scale detection scheme. Firstly, we use a structure called Path Aggregation Network, PAN, a bottom-up feature pyramid network, reference 28. FPN transfers semantic features top-down, and PAN transfers positioning features bottom-up. We combine them to obtain a better feature fusion effect, and then directly use the multi-scale fusion feature maps in the PAN for detection. Then, each grid of the multi-scale feature map will be assigned three prior anchors with different aspect ratios, and the detection head will predict the offset of position and the scaling of the height and width, as well as the corresponding probability of each category in the confidence of the prediction. 2. Drivable area segment head and lane line segment head. Drivable area segment head and lane line segment head adopt the same network structure. We feed the bottom layer of FPN to the segmentation branch, with the size of, with 8H8256. Our segmentation branch is very simple. After three upsampling processes, we restore the output feature map to the size of WH2, which represents the probability of each pixel in the input image for the drivable area, lane line, and the background. Because of the shared SPP in the neck network, we do not add an extra SPP module to segment branches like others usually do, reference 4, which brings no improvement to the performance of our network. Additionally, we use the nearest interpolation method in our upsampling layer to reduce computation cost instead of deconvolution. As a result, not only do our segment decoders gain high precision output, but also be very fast during inference. 3. C. Loss function. Since there are three decoders in our network, our multitask loss contains three parts. As for the detection loss LDAI, it is a weighted sum of classification loss, object loss, and bounding box loss as in equation 1. Where LClass and LobJ are focal loss, reference 29, which is utilized to reduce the loss of well-classified examples, thus forces the network to focus on the hard ones. LClass is used for penalizing classification and LobJ for the confidence of one prediction. LBox is LClo, reference 30, which takes distance, overlap rate, the similarity of scale and aspect ratio between the predicted box and ground truth into consideration. Both of the loss of drivable area segmentation LDA seg and lane line segmentation LIL seg contain cross-entropy loss with logits LCE, which aims to minimize the classification errors between pixels of network outputs and the targets. It is worth mentioning that IOU loss, L1OU is TN plus FP plus FN added to LIL seg as it is especially efficient for the prediction of the sparse category of lane lines. LDA and LIL seg are defined as equation 2, 3, respectively. In conclusion, our final loss is a weighted sum of the three parts altogether as in equation 4, where Q1, Q2, A3, 71, 72, 73 can be tuned to balance all parts of the total loss. TN equals LDA. D. Training paradigm. We attempt different paradigms to train our model. The simplest one is training end-to-end, and then three tasks can be learned jointly. This training paradigm is useful when all tasks are indeed related. In addition, some alternating optimization algorithms also have been tried, which train our model step by step. In each step, the model can focus on one or multiple related tasks regardless of those unrelated. Even if not all tasks are related, our model can still learn adequately on each task with this paradigm. An algorithm 1 illustrates the process of one step-by-step training method. 1. V. Exper 1. Ments. A. Setting 1. Dataset setting. The BDD 100K dataset, reference 11, supports the research of multitask learning in the field of autonomous driving. With 100K frames of pictures and annotations of 10 tasks, it is the largest driving video dataset. As the dataset has the diversity of geography, environment, and weather, the algorithm trained on the BDD 100K dataset is robust enough to migrate to a new environment. Therefore, we choose the BDD 100K dataset to train and evaluate our network. The BDD 100K dataset has three parts: training set with 70K images, validation set with 10K images, and test set with 20K images. Since the label of the test set is not public, we evaluate our network on the validation set. 2. Implementation details. In order to enhance the performance of our model, we empirically adopt some practical techniques and methods of data augmentation. 4. With the purpose of enabling our detector to get more prior knowledge of the objects in the traffic scene, we use the K-means clustering algorithm to obtain prior anchors from all detection frames of the dataset. We use Atom as the optimizer to train our model in the initial learning rate. B1 and B2 are set to be 0.001, 0.937, and 0.999 respectively. Warm-up and cosine annealing are used to adjust the learning rate during the training, which aim at leading the model to converge faster and better, reference 31. We use data augmentation to increase the variability of images so as to make our model robust in different environments. Photometric distortions and geometric distortions are taken into consideration in our training scheme. For photometric distortions, we adjust the hue, saturation, and value of images. We use random rotating, scaling, translating, shearing, and left-right flipping to process images to handle geometric distortions. 3. Experimental setting. We select some excellent multitask networks and networks that focus on a single task to compare with our network. Both MultiNet and DLTNet handle multiple panoptic driving perception tasks, and they have achieved great performance in object detection and drivable area segmentation tasks on the BDD 100K dataset. Faster RCNN is an outstanding representative of the two-stage object detection network. YOLOV5 is the single-stage network that achieves state-of-the-art performance on the COCO dataset. PSPNet achieves splendid performance on semantic segmentation task with its superior ability to aggregate global information. We retrain the above networks on the BDD 100K dataset and compare them with our network on object detection and drivable area segmentation tasks. Since there is no suitable existing multitask network that processes lane detection task on the BDD 100K dataset, we compare our network with ENET, reference 32, SCNN and ENET-SAD, three advanced lane detection networks. Besides, the performance of the joint training paradigm is compared with alternating training paradigms of many kinds. Moreover, we compare the accuracy and speed of our multitask model trained to handle multiple tasks with the one trained to perform a specific task. Following, reference 6, we resize images in BDD 100K dataset from 1280x720x3 to 640x384x3. All control experiments follow the same experimental settings and evaluation metrics, and all experiments are run on NVIDIA GTX Titan XP. B. Result. In this section, we just simply train our model end-to-end and then compare it with other representative models on all three tasks. 1. Traffic object detection result. Since the MultiNet and DLTNet can only detect vehicles, we only consider the vehicle detection results of 5 models on the BDD 100K dataset. As shown in Table I, we use Recall and MAP50 as the evaluation metric of detection accuracy. Our model exceeds faster RCNN, MultiNet, and DLTNet in detection accuracy, and is comparable to YOLOV5's that actually uses more tricks than ours. Moreover, our model can infer in real time. YOLOV5's is faster than ours because it does not have the lane line segment head and drivable area segment head. Visualization of the traffic objects detection is shown in Figure 3. 2. Drivable area segmentation result. In this paper, both area, drivable, and area, alternative, Classes in BDD100K dataset are categorized as drivable area without distinction. Our model only needs to distinguish the drivable area in the background in the image. MLOU is used to evaluate the segmentation performance of different models. The results are shown in Table 2. It can be seen that our model outperforms MultiNet, DLTNet, and PSPNet by 19.9%, 20.2%, and 1.9%, respectively. Furthermore, our inference speed is 4 to 5 times faster than theirs. Visualization results of the drivable area segmentation can be seen in Figure 4. 3. Lane detection result. The lane lines in BDD100K dataset are labeled with two lines, so it is very tricky to directly use the annotation. The experimental settings follow the reference 6 in order to compare expediently. First of all, we calculate the center lines based on the two-line annotations. Then we draw 5-6 the lane line of the training with width set to 8 pixels while keeping the lane line width of the test set as 2 pixels. We use pixel accuracy and IOU of lanes as evaluation metrics. As shown in the Table 3, the performance of our model dramatically exceeds the other three models. The visualization results of lane detection can be seen in Figure 5. C. Ablation studies. We designed the following two ablation experiments to further illustrate the effectiveness of our scheme. All the evaluation metrics in this section are consistent with above. 1. End-to-end v.s. Step-by-step. In Table IV, we compare the performance of joint training paradigm with alternating training paradigms of many kinds 1. Obviously, our model has performed very well enough through end-to-end training, so there is no need to perform alternating optimization. However, it is interesting that the paradigm training detection task firstly seems to perform better. We think it is mainly because our model is closer to a complete detection model and the model is harder to converge when performing detection tasks. What's more, the paradigm consists of three steps slightly outperforms that with two steps. Similar alternating training can be run for more steps, but we have observed negligible improvements. 1E, D, S and W refer to encoder, detect head, two-segment heads and whole network. So the algorithm 1 can be marked as EDSW, and the same for others. 2. Multitask v. S. Single task. To verify the effectiveness of our multitask learning scheme, we compare the performance of the multitask scheme and single task scheme. On the one hand, we train our model to perform three tasks simultaneously. On the other hand, we train our model to perform traffic object detection, drivable area segmentation, and lane line segmentation tasks separately. Table V shows the comparison of the performance of these two schemes on each specific task. It can be seen that our model adopts the multitask scheme to achieve performance as close to that of focusing on a single task. More importantly, the multitask model can save a lot of time compared to executing each task individually. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we put forward a simple and efficient network, which can simultaneously handle three driving perception tasks of object detection, drivable area segmentation and lane detection and can be trained end-to-end. Our model performs exceptionally well on the challenging BDD100K dataset, achieving or greatly exceeding state-of-the-art level on all three tasks. And it can perform real-time inference on embedded device Jetson TX2, which ensures that our network can be used in real-world scenarios. 7, 8, 9. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.